More than half of Florida's college students will graduate with more than just a diploma. Recent studies show they'll also leave school with lots of debt. The Institute for College Access says the average debt was $24,000 per student. John O'Connor with State Impact Florida reports on a new way some students are reducing that debt, using technology to ask family, friends, and strangers for money.
So when I first start, I go to the little pencil thing here, and I set my goal.
Ashley Jean is sitting in the stacks of the Miami Public Library, using the Wi-Fi on her laptop.
So my goal here is for $2,200, and that'll cover like flights and things like that.
Jean is graduating from high school this week, and she's trying to raise that $2,200 to travel the world. She's about to start a global studies program through Long Island University that'll eventually take her to 8 places, including Costa Rica, Australia, Bali, and Spain. That's a lot of plane tickets.
I don't want like money to be a reason why I can't like, you know, change my life. So I have to like work hard to, you know, do what I can to get this program. So
during the Great Recession, many states cut support for higher education and colleges increased tuition. Now, crowdfunding allows students to pass along rising tuition and other costs to strangers. Users can search by location or topic and donate directly to students whose stories they like. Jean is using a GoFundMe page to help raise money for school. She set her goal at $2,200 for all the expenses her loans won't cover. It's just a fraction of the total cost of the program, but every bit helps. GoFundMe lets her make the pitch her way.
You know, I put orange because that's my favorite color. And then I put a photo or a video, and usually the photo or the video, it usually enhances. They require you to have a photo. It makes it greater for you to get more money and stuff.
Crowdfunding can raise a lot of money when things go viral. In Indiana, people donated more than $800,000 to a pizzeria that said it wouldn't cater same-sex weddings. The crowdfunding site Indiegogo Life offers a few tips for people looking to raise money.
So the way to run a very successful fundraiser is first tell your story, who you're helping, whether that's yourself or someone you love, or even a stranger, how much they need or you need, and where the money is going.
Jean's story started last year in Nicaragua and Cuba. It was right before her senior year at iPrep Academy in Miami, and she'd never been out of the country. For that trip, she just asked for money from her family and friends. She says for this trip, crowdfunding has made it easier to target both friends on Facebook and total strangers. Dresnina Morin graduated from Florida A&M University last year and lives in Orlando. She's running into a catch-22 many new grads face.
Either they want you to work for free or they say you don't have enough experience. It is discouraging. It does. You do want to walk away, but I refuse to.
Last year, she interned in Manaus, Brazil at the World Cup and studied environmental issues. Namorin hasn't been able to find a job in advertising, but she did land an internship working with big name companies like Pepsi. She'll have to travel to Dallas, Los Angeles, and New York City.
It's a great opportunity. They are providing me housing and travel, but then that's when it stops.
She saved several hundred dollars to pay for food, sightseeing, and other expenses, but she's hoping to raise another $600 on GoFundMe. For her World Cup internship, she used more traditional fundraising, like actually writing letters to her friends.
There is the generation that still doesn't feel comfortable, you know, going online and donating, or they just don't know how to use it.
But Namorin says crowdfunding sites are just easier. She graduated A&M with about $24,000 in debt. Those loan payments are due now. She's not trying to raise money to pay off her loans, but she thinks her internship will help her land a job that will. Ashley Jean has a similar plan. For her, it's to find a job in international business, even as she adds up how much debt she'll have when she graduates.
Maybe about like $75,000 to $80,000. Yeah. It's a lot of money, but I feel like with the career path that I'm trying to take, that I'll be able to like pay it off.
Students like Jean have used crowdfunding to raise more than $26 million so far. And that's just on GoFundMe. Other sites include Indiegogo Life, Pigot, and ZeroBound. With State Impact Florida, I'm John O'Connor in Miami.
Why are so many students rejecting the University of Florida's online program? Find out with State Impact Florida at WUSFnews.org.